Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. As we head into the last couple of weeks of the legislature, Ray Hager and I speak with State Senator James Settlemyer, plus on the Power Pundit panel, John Galtney, Joe Guild, and Brian Wachter. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada legislature is sponsored by Ahern Rentals, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Pro Group Management.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers. Delighted to welcome back to the program State Senator James Settlemyer. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thank you for having me back, Mr. Shad.
Okay, so let's start out with your thoughts. Now, I know it's not officially out there yet, but it's certainly been discussed. The latest version of the tax plan, which is a combination of what the governor wanted, the AA plan out of the assembly. Your thoughts?
Well, to me, I haven't seen the bill yet at all. We haven't even seen it in bill draft, so I need to look at the specifics. I'm curious about the reporting mechanism, you know, how often the reports have to be sent, things of that nature. It's better than the first plan, so I'm hoping there's another plan to come and we can keep working until we find something we can agree to.
Do you think that the Ron Connect plan is going to get a fair hearing in this coming week?
I believe the Ron Connect plan with Jim Wheeler did get a hearing the other day. Unfortunately, I think it takes a fair amount of money from the local government from the actual the retirement program, which I don't think you can really violate the collective bargaining agreements to do that.
Right, and it takes money away from state employees, too, because they would have to have a cut. And, of course, it was vetted very long, because Ron Connect was talking, in the Assembly Taxation Committee. Now, Senator, I wanted to talk to you about Senate Bill 421, which would enable Nevada to, in even number years when we have, like, presidential primaries, to move all the primaries to early February, and all the primaries in early February, you would have a year-round cycle of campaigning. I was just wondering what your thoughts are, because I talked to you about this bill maybe years ago, and now it's finally coming to fruition. Maybe your thoughts, sir.
Well, we put that bill forward 2 years ago, and unfortunately, it didn't get a hearing because, of course, everybody said at that time it's too early. We don't have a president election, so we'll put it off till next year. So then it came up this session as well. And it really comes down to trying to increase the voter participation in selecting the most important person, in my opinion, mm-hmm. in the United States, the leader of the free world. And if you look at our turnout in the state of Nevada for actually people coming out and trying to decide in those caucuses who should be the leader of the free world, it was so dismal, in my opinion, that it's unacceptable. We need to do something to try to make it more available. And then I looked at what we were doing to our military people with trying to, in the caucus format, saying you need to be here on a particular day at a particular time. That left our military out. That left them to have the ability for mail-in ballots. It left out early voting, which benefits the old. And to me, that's not acceptable. We've done a great job with our early voting, and we should utilize that system to help select the president.
I was just going to say, it also leaves the caucus system leaves out people like me, because I can't show up at a caucus. And I don't think most other reporters would be willing to put themselves out there like that either.
Well, the process, though, if 421 passes, the parties still have the ability to have their caucuses for platforms and things of that nature. It's just the overall selection of the President of the United States would be done through a secret ballot process the way it should be. To me, you shouldn't be in the middle of a room saying, hey, do you support candidate X? Raise your hand. If you support candidate Y, raise your hand. Wait, you raised your hand twice. Well, I like them both. There's not much security in that system.
Right, but Senator, one thing that, as a Republican, I wonder if it gives you heartburn, is the cost involved in this, because the financial statement from Clark County said it would cost them about $75,000 to put on a primary, and at Carson City, a smaller group, it would be almost $3,000. So it seems like it's more government expense for something that should be paid for by the Republican and Democratic parties.
You know, all we're doing is moving the election from when it is now to February. So there's no difference in cost the way I look at it. Ooh. How can there be? It's the same cost as it was then as it is now. The only difference is I'm adding one more section on the ballot, one more computer chip, right, for the selection of the President of the United States.
Do you have concerns like some of the clerks do in the various counties that they're going to have trouble training people during the holiday season?
You know, I understand the concerns about inconvenience, but I think the selection of the President of the United States, we can deal with that inconvenience.
Senator, let me move on to another bill.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, Michelle Fiore's campus carry bill, which would allow people with concealed weapons permits to carry their guns on Nevada college and university campuses, that was folded into Senator Roberson's SB 175, which was another gun bill, and would do, among other things,
Domestic violence.
Anybody with a domestic violence conviction would not be allowed to buy a gun. What do you think about this move? If it gets back to the Senate, do you think that Roberson would hear it or kill it because of the campus carry legislation?
Well, as you know, if the Assembly attached in committee only, it has to be attached on the floor.
Right.
And if it's attached on the floor, I think it'll be problematic. You know, 175 was a compromise piece of legislation that was worked out with victims of domestic violence. It was worked out with the NRA. It was worked out with many parties, with the sheriffs and chiefs. I worked on the reciprocity component of that bill. There's also aspects of reporting in the other bill, 240. There was some great work that was done, and I fear that complicating it could cause it problems.
So, all right. And we have to take a break. We'll be right back after this timeout.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. Let's get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with State Senator James Settlemyer. Ray, I cut you off there, so jump right in.
Well, Senator, you were saying that the conversion of the campus carry bill to SB 175 would be cause you problems in the Senate. Do you think that it would even get a hearing, or do you think it would just die a slow death by just someone putting it in a drawer and saying that's it?
Well, the other part of the bill that we talked about, we forgot to mention, was the elimination of the gun registration program in Clark County, known as the Blue Cards. And again, this was all worked out as a deal with the various parties.
Right.
Now, the situation when it comes back to us, we don't have the ability to modify what the Assembly did. We can either say that we concur with their changes, or we say that we do not concur with their changes.
Right, right.
And at this point in time, I think that it's pretty obvious to me that our party, or rather our House, would probably not concur with those changes.
Is there another gun bill out there that Senator Roberson could put all the, you know, I guess the quote-unquote good parts of SB 175 into? Or do you think it would just die because of campus carry?
You know, we're pretty late in the process. So any bill that starts out, again, if you did an emergency bill, would have to go through the entire legislative process in about a 14, 15-day time frame. That's not very likely.
Right, yeah, exactly.
All right, let's talk about NV Energy and the solar companies and the cap. Where are we with this, and are you satisfied with where we are?
We had the ability just the other day, Senator Farley, myself, Senator Atkinson, Spearman also put together an amendment. It was mainly championed by Senator Farley. We worked, though, with NV Energy. We worked with the solar companies. We also worked with the PUC in order to try to find a solution. And what we've done is given the PUC the ability, the authority to raise the cap, but we've also made sure that the average ratepayer is not the one paying the cost, because there is a cost to the maintenance of the transmission lines. Now, some people will say that, no, solar energy and all renewable energy pays for all the cost. Well, let's take that to its logical endpoint. Every home in the state of Nevada goes with solar energy. The wind blows over a power pole. Who pays for it? That's the issue. We need to make sure that those funds are there to pay those transmission lines, and also to make sure the schools and make sure the hospitals have power.
When you looked at the deal that was is in process between the PUC and NV Energy and Switch, NV Energy was asking for $30 million. I believe it was somewhere in the $18 to $19 million range that Switch wanted to pay. How do you look at this?
And which deal?
This is for Switch to be able to leave the grid.
Okay, and that comes to the question of, if we had a lot of bills in the past that have looked to switch over from a coal-fired plant to a natural gas plant, and those create cost. And NV Energy has predicted those costs, and if someone leaves the system, they want those costs paid for so that it doesn't implicate the rest of the ratepayers within that system. So, frankly, I think the PUC is probably the best person to determine that cost, not Switch, not Nevada Energy, but an impartial person.
And this makes the PUC even more powerful than they ever have been.
Many respects. But they've been able to do a great job. They've handled that burden very well. There are other issues that come up that, with a citizen legislature in a 120-day time frame, we can't get into. We had a bill, Senate Bill 112, dealing with ILEC and CLEC. And that's interlocal energy, interlocal companies. It creates such a confusion, just the terminologies, that trying to get your hands around this in a 120-day session, unless you've heard it before, such as I, it makes it very problematic.
Senator, I'm going to change the subject on you, if I may. Is Congressman Mark Amadei is the congressman that represents your Senate district in Douglas County. He recently said that after he's going to run for re-election in 2016, but after that, he's not making any commitment to stay in Washington, and said that he was looking at running for governor or attorney general. What do you think about Mark Amadei as the governor of Nevada, say, like running in 2018?
You know, I haven't thought much about 2018 because I'm still worried about the next 18 days and hoping we get out of here on time. I think that Congressman Amadei is a very smart gentleman, great guy, and I think he'd do service to the state of Nevada in many respects. So why he'd want to give up a fairly decent paying gig in Washington, D.C. to come back here for a job that would be a little bit less in money, I'm not sure, but, you know, that's up to every individual to figure out where they want to have focus.
Well, next time we have Congressman Amadei on the show, you can join us, and he'll tell you chapter and verse why he would have no problem coming back to Nevada.
That's a long way back and forth.
Okay, you are known as a pretty conservative senator, mm-hmm. But it seems that most of the Senate Republican caucus has been on the moderate line. Are you in concurrence with them in their thinking process? Because they seem to be going pretty much along with whatever the governor has requested.
You know, so far our caucus has been able to stay together fairly well. There are certain situations where our respective districts think quite differently, and you'll see occasionally votes in that regard that we're not all lockstep in line with the governor. We have differences of opinion. So we do believe that we need to do more for the state of Nevada. We need to try to improve the quality of education, and some of that is through reform, and some of it requires money.
Well, I would have to say that, Senator, you did not vote for the governor's tax plan. You were one of the four no votes in the Senate, and I think we need to make that clear, too.
Correct. I voted no on his program that he put forward, Senate Bill 252, I believe was the number.
Yes.
And
what about the new bill that he's bringing, the one with the commerce tax? Could you see yourself voting yes on that?
You know, like I said before, I haven't even read the bill because it isn't even in bill form. So, you know, if it still has a bunch of reports and requirements on businesses that, to me, are intrusive, I find that problematic. But we'll have to wait and see what the bill actually says.
Okay, last quick question, because we're almost out of time. Are we going to get out of here on time?
I wish I could say yes. Right now, I think it all comes down to the budget and trying to figure out if we can find the funds in order to put forth the programs that people are voting yes for. So I'm not real optimistic yet.
All right, and that's where we've got to leave it. Thank you so much for coming in. It's a crazy day coming up. We appreciate it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2015 Nevada Legislature is sponsored by Ahern Rentals, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Pro Group Management.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We work for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Northern Nevada and Northern California's number one area rug cleaning facility is now Evergreen Carpet Care. Our four-step process begins with thoroughly removing all dirt, dust, and lint. Then your rug is expertly and delicately cleaned in our rug washing pool. After the cleaning process, we rinse your rug in our special centrifuge. Then your rug is hung to dry. Evergreen Carpet Care makes it easy with free pickup and delivery of your area rugs.
For expert rug cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
At Dollar Loan Center, getting a signature loan is easier than ever. You can complete the entire process online from the comfort of your own home. Go to don'tbebroke.com and fill out the online application in just four easy steps. You can also monitor your account, make payments, and check your balance from desktop computers or mobile devices. You never have to walk into a store. Visit us online today. Dollar Loan Center.
Lending simplified.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Parapundit panel. As always, Brian Wachter is here, Senior Vice President of Retail Association of Nevada, Joe Gill, the attorney, and John Galtney, President Emeritus of Truckee Meadows Community College. Let us start off with my favorite bill so far. The governor signs the bill raising the state speed limit from 75 to 80 if NDOT approves. Don Gustafson must be in seventh heaven, right, Brian?
Yeah, I think the senator is excited, I would have to imagine. There's still some safety concerns, I think, that have to be worked through by the department before we take a look at actually raising which streets and which places that we look. We have, obviously, thousands of trucks on the road every day delivering products to our stores and ultimately to our customers. So a lot of things are going to have to be taken into consideration. But, yes, I have to imagine the senator's very happy.
And, Joe, as somebody who travels in rural Nevada a lot, I mean, I'm about ready to take a road trip to Elko as soon as they raise the limit.
Yeah, it'll on I-80 it'll help. My question is, will regulated Uber cars be able to get that up to that speed?
You found a way to work in Uber in your first answer.
And I don't even represent it.
Senator Settlemyer said, "What, you didn't even ask me about Uber, John? Have you ever seen anything like this? The amount of lobbying going on, but Uber is a very powerful $40 billion company."
Well, I have to admit I was surprised to the extent that it's lived on and on and on, I suppose.
Well, getting back to Don Gustafson's 80-mile-an-hour speed limit, people have to realize that it's not going to be, you know, from Reno to Carson. It's only going to be on strips of road that right now the speed limit is 75 miles an hour, and there is a divider between the traffic going one way and traffic going the other. So it really remains to be seen how much stretch of Nevada Highway has an 80-mile-an-hour speed.
It's really I-80 between Reno and Elko in spots.
Right. But anyway, we can dream of...
And it's not going to be on the road from Reno to Las Vegas at all, because that's a two-lane highway. Yeah. So it's sounds good, but you're still going to have to... You know, slow down. You don't have to do a Sammy.
Let me dream, right? Okay, let's get that down to serious stuff here. So we don't have the assembly budget in actual bill form at this point in time. What is the conversation going on in the hallways and your conversation with legislators, especially in the assembly, about its chances of actually going through, Brian?
Well, I believe the money committees this weekend closed the K-12 budget, which, thanks to Governor Gibbons, is the first thing that has to be closed before we can move on to the rest of the budgets. I think it was a fair hearing. I know the governor didn't get all the spending that he was hoping for, so I think I give credit to both money committees who met in joint that they went through the proposals and were actually able to use the economic forum projections to say, we can't do everything, what should we do? And they had that conversation. And I think that'll go a long way towards helping the bill on the floor and the budget.
You feel the same way, Joe?
Yeah, and, you know, John's probably more qualified than me for this comment, but the next budget is the higher education budget, and I imagine the committees will look at that the same way they did the K-12 and find some savings, and that'll help, I think, to balance in the end calculation how much revenue is needed, and that might sway a few of the more conservative Republicans in the assembly to vote for a revenue package. We'll have to wait and see, but that's my speculation at this point.
John, it looks like rural colleges is still going to take a hit.
You know that I've been deeply involved in fight in that issue. A friend asked me how disappointed I was with Friday's activity, and I am clearly very disappointed, extremely disappointed with what happened. But if you look carefully at the hearing, there was a tremendous amount of support that came forth for the community colleges. And I guess the bottom line of what I'm looking at right now is if there's not some change in the system, the groups that have kind of loosely related to community colleges are coalescing as we speak to leave the system. There's a strong swell of support that's beginning to form around DRI. and says DRI can't live in the system any longer either. At some point, a chancellor must step up and say to the universities, enough is enough.
Yeah, those two,
amen.
Those two, the DRI and the community colleges, are the only ones in the NSHE budget that came in under the line that keeps them whole. So somewhere there has to be some savings, I think, given to those two entities from the larger budgets.
Well, it's almost like, at Western Nevada College and Great Basin, hey, turn out the lights, because they have suffered so many cuts over the years. I think this is the third consecutive session where they have experienced cuts. And
if I might for a second.
Oh, we have like 5 seconds.
The fact of the matter is we're not talking about colleges. We're talking about 53% of the students in the state of Nevada.
Okay, and that's where we're going to leave it, gentlemen. Thank you all very much. We're right out of time. We'll come right back after this.
Not leaving town for Memorial Day? Well, then celebrate in style at R.C. Willie's Memorial Day Sale.
Take advantage of store-wide savings, including TVs and electronics. This Sharp 40-inch smart TV is only $349. You'll also save on name-brand appliances. Washers are as low as $299, and refrigerators are as low as $399. Plus, this outdoor chair is only $12 with purchase. Don't miss one of our biggest events of the year. R.C. Willie, your home, your way.
If you're sitting on a structured settlement, don't just sell it for a small pile of cash. Sell it for a bigger pile. Just call J.G. Wentworth and say, I need cash now. They can give you more cash than anyone else. More than taking out a loan or maxing out your credit card, because there's no debt. More because you're not borrowing. It's your money. Getting more cash is faster and easier when you call J.G. Wentworth. They've helped tens of thousands get a bigger lump sum of cash. J.G. Wentworth is the number one structured settlement payment purchasing company. Instead of sitting on structured settlement payments, call now and explore getting more. You'll be sitting pretty, pretty soon. Don't just think about getting more. Pick up the phone and call J.G. Wentworth and never settle for less than more.
Call 1-800-741-3093. That's 1-800-741-3093. Call now.
You could pay more, a lot more, but why would you when you can always save more at Carson Dodge Ram? Sales tax is less in Carson City, and we start with lower prices to begin with. Discover the 2015 Ram 1500 Hemi Quad Cab Express 4x4, only $32.5, or the 2015 Ram 2500 6.7-liter Cummins Diesel Crew Cab 4x4, just $40,005. The Drive and Discover event at Carson Dodge Ram, where Ram trucks really do cost less. Thank you. See CarsonDodge.com.
On our next broadcast, Assemblyman Pat Hickey will join us right here in Carson City. We'll see you then.